last piece I want to deal with, the hotbed in western Pennsylvania, obviously, co-ops. And the situation that happened with Greensburg Central Catholic and Hempfield, clearly within the rules, neighboring schools. What happened, I don't believe, while legal, was never the intention of the cooperative sponsorship rule. How do you, as a body, as a PIAA, how do you address that situation then?
Well, I think you address it by, you look at the philosophy of co-op. And co-op, the philosophy behind it was allow people to participate where they were very small and didn't have that opportunity. This is a real quirk, a real anomaly of anything that really came along. So do you throw the baby out with the bathwater? I don't think so, because co-ops in so many areas are helping kids have the opportunity to participate in soccer or wrestling, track and field, cross country, swimming, where they may not have programs. So I think you have to take a global look at it that way. The other piece, I think when you have something like this that raises the eyebrows of everybody, I think you really have to go back to the original piece of spirit and intent, or what it was written for, and then scrutinize it on that merit on a case-by-case basis. Long-winded answer, but this is really an exception. But boy, I'll tell you what, does it have them jumping and jiving? And understandably so, but we would not be having this conversation today if they weren't successful. If they were 500 or less, oh, so what? It works great. But now when you win, everybody's taking notice.
Doesn't PIAA legal department cringe, though, when you say case by case?
No, I don't think so. They probably have smile. No, I think you have to, in fairness, because much like every school is unique and our districts are unique, co-ops are unique. And to blanket them, it's difficult. And I think in this case, you have really something really more outside the ordinary than something that's standard fare.